Please repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Ross Snyder.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
Constitution of the State of Illinois.
Ordinances of the City of Galesburg.
Ordinances of the City of Galesburg.
And the rules of the Galesburg Police Department.
And the rules of the Galesburg Police Department.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Police Chief.
Of the Office of Police Chief.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at City Hall, where not long ago, as we talk, Russ Idle officially became Galesburg's Police Chief. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
When it's been a couple of weeks since we learned that you would become police chief, what's kind of been going through your mind in that time?
Well, I've taken the opportunity to work with Chief Dave Christensen, who just retired, to learn some of the ropes from him and think about things going forward. Just been preparing for where things come next.
When we talked a couple of weeks ago when you were announced, I asked you, and I want you to maybe talk about this again. It's not necessarily something when you become a police officer that you think one day maybe you'll become chief, is it?
No. When you first get in, you're just trying to learn the ropes and do the job well. And things like this are not even on the horizon at that point.
How long have you been with the department? How long have you been an officer?
25 years.
That's a long time. Did you think you'd be done by now?
No. I figured it'd be a long career. I was always intending to do at least 30.
There you go. What's kind of number one on your to-do list here? I heard you talking about, and only because I've never liked a good meeting, but you're having a lot of meetings and talking to a lot of people here this week.
Yeah, communication's key. Talking to people and, more importantly, listening to people as you go forward. I want to have conversations both internally with my command staff, with my officers, talk to some community leaders and members of different organizations who might have different points of view on issues, and find out what they're thinking, what their concerns are, and how we can best serve the public. So I just have a lot to learn and to listen to, and then we'll start evaluating and making some plans.
I imagine, though, you probably have a pretty good idea of some of that, right? I mean, you were the internal candidate that was hired, so you work with a lot of these folks day to day.
Yeah, sure. I'm aware of what's going on in the department. I have some ideas for things moving forward. But as I said earlier, I want to perform a comprehensive review of all policies, procedures, and practices from top to bottom, because I might have a few things that I have on my mind. But I've got really smart people over there, so I really want to sit back, slow down a little bit, and do a real comprehensive look at everything, and then we'll make some choices going forward.
My impression of it is, in the time that you were captain, that you probably helped do a lot of things for the good of the department in terms of change already, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, being police chief, you have the opportunity to have an impact and make changes, but everyone all the way up has opportunity to contribute, but our captains certainly have a significant role in the direction of our department, and there were a lot of things I had in mind that I wanted to do as a captain, and many of them are already either done or well in motion, so there are things already happening.
What sorts of things have you done?
Well, we've got equipment issues, like we had new radios, we had to change over our weapons platform because the firearms we have are no longer in service. Little things like email addresses for all the officers, the enhanced presence on the social media to try to increase and improve communication with the public. Those are a few, but there have been several.
The broad issue of technology in general, and perhaps maybe social media and other things in specific, those sorts of things seem, well, I know it from my job, are both a blessing and a curse at times, aren't they?
They certainly are. Especially Facebook, which is a fantastic way to get information out and share information with the public, but it's also somewhat of an unrestrained media, so people can get on there and say things that they would never say under normal circumstances, and sometimes things get a little bit outrageous, but that's just the nature of the beast.
You don't have to tell a guy with a microphone that, for sure. That said, in the last couple of years, either thanks in part to social media or not, there have been a number of issues, high-profile types of things, for lack of a better term, that the police department's been involved in, that some have been good, some have been not so good, from some issues with shootings and things like that to missing persons and things. And the public has been pretty critical. What would you say to them, that, I guess, maybe to kind of, one, assuage their fears, and two, I guess, maybe just let them know that you're listening to them?
Well, the last thing you said is key, that we're listening. I want to make sure that the message I send out is that if someone has something to say, I'm always willing to listen. The other thing that I'd mention as far as some of the high-profile cases and things that go on is definitely be careful to what you listen to, and realize that not everything that you hear is accurate. By the nature of what we do, not all information always is going to be made public. Sometimes that would interfere with the ability to handle a case. And sometimes just some of the information out there that's put out is just dead wrong. So I would just say to any citizen of Galesburg, if you have concerns or questions about a specific situation, give us a call. And we have nothing to hide, and we'll always be transparent the best we can, and we'll answer your questions and concerns the best we can.
From a broad perspective, other than technology, how would you say policing has changed in the last 25 years since you started?
Well, technology is definitely a big thing. Public perception has been difficult, I'd say, in the past at least 10 years. Some of the expectations are good. I mean, we need to have high expectations of our law enforcement officers. The amount of trust and power and authority that's given to law enforcement is huge, so your expectations should be just as high. But it is unfortunate, some of the perceptions that I think are made more significant by, one, the 24-hour news cycle and social media. Some of the perceptions out there of law enforcement are unfortunate. We have to remember that police officers are people too, and we're going to make mistakes. I mean, anyone who doesn't say that is just being dishonest. I think the important thing, as police chief is when a mistake is made, that we own it and get it out there. I've always said that the bigger the mistake, the faster you should get it out there. I think that's important. And then take it from there.
I joked with now former Chief Christensen when he came in and he was wearing his uniform. I said, you came into work on your day off. What sort of advice has he given you through all of this in the last few weeks?
Chief Christensen's real big on honesty and integrity and transparency. I'd say that's the one thing he've told me is just, when you're not sure what to do, just do the right thing. What he's told me is think about if you had a just run-of-the-mill, regular citizen standing in your office looking at a situation, what would they think the right thing to do would be? What would they want you to do? And if you do that, at the end of the day, you'll probably be okay.
I can't imagine, though, how difficult that must be to kind of put that in perspective, though, at times, given a lot of, when you're at the scene of a crime or investigating something, a lot of that, I don't mean it to sound negative, but a lot of it involves snap judgment decisions, right? That you don't really have a lot of time to think about what it is you're going to do, right?
Yeah, people oftentimes don't understand, especially the police officer on the street, some of the critical decisions they have to make and how little time they have to make it and how little information they have to make it. I'm blessed in my position that in most situations, the decisions I'll be making, I have time to think about, deliberate about, talk to other people about. But my officers on the street oftentimes are making split-second decisions with little or no information and doing the best they can to keep the citizens and themselves safe. So that's something I do wish people would keep in perspective.
Just coincidental to all this, in addition to having meetings and evaluating the department and policies and things, you're going to kind of have to put that to a halt here not too long from now, because you're going to be gone for 10 weeks.
Well, we won't put it to a halt. My intention over the next several weeks before I leave is to put the groundwork and the structure in place to get these things going. Captain Rob Riggs is a 31-year veteran of the force. He's a fine leader, a fine command officer, and he will take the reins while I'm gone and keep things going.
He's standing almost right behind you, so I hope he heard everything you just said about him. But nonetheless, I'm speaking, of course, you're going to the FBI Academy.
I am. It's a FBI National Academy. It's a 10-week course for police executives to training on, higher-end level chief concepts and ideas.
One last question. And a couple of weeks ago when you were announced, you said that you kind of tricked your wife into thinking for a while that you weren't becoming police chief. Has she forgiven you since then?
She forgave me pretty quickly, yeah. Yeah.
She was here to pin the star on you and whatnot. That's pretty important.
That's real important. For my wife to be here, my mother to be here, which are obviously the whole family is really important. But having my wife and my mom here was extra special.
You're quite a standing room only crowd of supporters in here today.
Yeah, the support's been overwhelming. It's been very humbling to have the amount of support that I've had both inside and outside the agency.
Now, Chief Russ Idle of the Galesburg Police Department, thanks again and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for your service as well, and that of the rest of your department.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues next on WGIL.